This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, an important new book that exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
When I went to college, the principal interaction of men and women was called the date. A man would phone and invite a girl to be his guest for supper or to go to the movies. She would accept. They would have an enjoyable evening. He would pay the cost and then see that she got home safely. Maybe there would be a goodnight kiss at the door. The New York Times had a recent article stating that dating is now obsolete. Dating has been replaced by hanging out or hooking up. In this new world of internet posts and commitment-free sex, there are no clear rules. We can blame a lot of this change on the feminist movement. Feminism has frowned on old-fashioned courtship and taught young women there's something humiliating about a man buying a girl's dinner. Many young men today are afraid to ask a girl for a date. Some young women have begun to believe girls can get through life without men. Feminism has taught them that men are not really necessary after all. The disappearance of dating is a problem for young people of both genders who find it nearly impossible to find a spouse. But young women have biological clocks and they can't wait forever if they want to have a family. Traditional dating worked to their advantage. The custom of restricting access to themselves gave women a tremendous amount of power. Men were forced to work to pursue women. Traditional dating also showed women which men were capable of supporting a family, and that's what she ought to know before she starts a serious relationship. What men want from women is sex and their own children, and women hold all the cards to set the term of a relationship. The best way for women to fix this situation is to insist on the traditional rules and even on old-fashioned courtship. Traditional dating and courtship were a very good pathway to marriage, and that's what we need more of today.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. The new book by Suzanne Venker and Phyllis Schlafly, The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. For more on the book or to join the blog conversation, go to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
Quick. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, live and archived on the World Wide Web, this is Governed America, hour number two. Continues to be the 2nd of November 2013 as we move rapidly on toward the end of this dreadful year. And focusing on another dreadful year to come, I'm sure. I wish I could be more positive, but this is the way it is in American life, and you have to find your own positive experience in this day and age, ladies and gentlemen. Everything that's going on, you know, there's a lot of bad stuff happening, but we have to realize who's in control. In my view, God is still in control, and we have to place our faith in Him and pray for this. This is why I often end the show with pray for this republic. We acknowledge our dependence upon Him. He's the one that can make a difference. We've seen miracles in this country. The fact that we can still have a radio broadcast like this in 2013 is a miracle. And it's a testimony to the tireless efforts of many folks who have gone before us. And so many of whom are no longer among the living, at least in this physical realm today. So we honor those who have gone before us, who have paved the way, who've continued diligently fighting against unbelievable odds. Because, you know, as I've said to Nancy many times, this is our day, folks. As bleak as things look, this is our day because people have awakened all across the country. A lot of people are out there looking for this. And this is evidenced by the fact that whenever one of these shooting incidents take place, immediately you get all the emails from different people who are looking at the situation, examining all the evidence, taking stock of photographs and things. And yeah, some of the theories, I got to confess, some of the theories that folks have are way out there. Some of them are, you know, certainly stretch the boundaries of credulity as far as I'm concerned. But you know what? I still view it as a good thing because these folks are not believing the lies. They're not buying into the deceptions anymore. And this is a good thing. Because historically, and I think the reason why things have gotten as bad as they have, is because the American people have historically been too trusting of their government. Yep. They have not asked the questions. They have not really asked any questions, for the most part, save a handful of patriot people. Oh, those tinfoil hat wearers, except there's a lot more tinfoil hats out there now. So, all a tinfoil hat wearer is, folks, is somebody that's been paying attention.
Yep.
And that's why broadcasts like Govern America and networks like Republic Broadcasting are very important at spreading the message. And not that we're the only game around. There are many people, many broadcasts, many networks that are still around spreading the information, and that needs to multiply. Podcasters. You know, folks, You may not have a platform like this to launch, but there's YouTube. Make videos on YouTube. Spread them around. Many, many people have. Launch your own podcast. Learn how to do all that. It doesn't cost a whole lot to do that. You can spend as little or as much as you want on that. And but this is these are ways you can print flyers up, leave them on people's windshield wipers at the mall until security chases you off. Some of the stuff will be thrown away. You know, get the RBN business cards. There's a great way to do it. They're $10 for 100 of them. And they even throw in bumper stickers and Aaron Russell's DVD, America for Freedom to Fascism. You can get that from the network at republicbroadcasting.org. So there's a lot of things that can be done. If you have money, you can rent a billboard at a busy intersection or, you know, I mean, there's really endless ways that you can get the message out. But that's the main thing is the people need to be educated and be aware of what's really going on here. Now, Sandy Hook. I mentioned at the end of the last hour, the barricades have gone up. They have not wanted the public. They've fought the public at getting information out. The News Times in Newtown, Connecticut, is reporting that the public can't see the demolition of Sandy Hook Elementary School. The school is hidden behind a fence, but the sounds of dismantling go on all day. The scene where 20 children and 6 educators were gunned down nearly a year ago is disappearing. Within 2 weeks, a vacant lot will be in its place. First Selectman Patricia Lodra said Tuesday, she says, I would have loved to have a cemetery ceremony thanking the Sandy Hook School for all the years of service it's given to the town, but that would have been a national event reminding people all over again of what happened on December 14th. Now, they say everything must be removed from the site. Structural steel and hazardous building materials containing substances like asbestos and other things will be cataloged and trucked away. According to the Robert Mitchell, the chairman of the Public Building and Site Commission, all other materials, mortar, bricks, concrete, will be fed into an on-site crusher, and they have contractors there at the scene. Mitchell says, and then they're going to start building a new school there. Mitchell said the town is doing this in part because it's an environmentally sound practice. Rather than trucking demolition material to a landfill, it makes sense to reuse it for a new building. If you want to have a sustainable building, this is one of the things you do. But they go on to talk about, okay, listen to this part. Lalandra said that other factors were involved in choosing choosing to pulverize the building's remains to ensure that no one has ever has a souvenir from the building. Did you get that? I want to say that again. She says other factors were involved in choosing to pulverize the building's remains to ensure no one ever has a souvenir of the building, not even a brick or a doorknob. Many people have asked the town for such a keepsake, but officials decided against it. We thought it would be inappropriate. The district plans to save scant few mementos, cast of dinosaur tracks from the front yard and a flagpole. And there's other things here. I'm trying to avoid reading the whole article to you.
They thought it would be inappropriate. Who paid for that school?
Well, of course, the taxpayers did. And the point is, this smells a lot to me. And there's other things in this article I wanted to read, but unfortunately, I'm not seeing it right at the moment. I'll find it during the break. But it smells a lot like, to me, destruction of evidence.
Yep.
You know, this is a destruction of a crime scene.
9/11.
Why are they not allowing? Yeah, and that's a good point, Nancy. I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's exactly what they did at 9/11.
Yep. They took the steel away. They took it out of the country. They melted it down in China. Yep.
They could not truck off that crime scene quick enough, could they? And here we have it. Here we have the same thing. And folks, this isn't the only thing. If this was the only thing, we could say, well, you know, whatever. But if you go into the website at governamerica.com, we have an entire section on the Sandy Hook thing. And just read at all the stuff they've done in Sandy Hook. You know, this is destruction of evidence. This is just destruction of a crime scene here.
Yep.
I'll tell you what, we're going to take a few minutes away. We'll come back. This is Govern America. Stay with us.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
This is Govern America. The website is www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. We're up and running on a new server now after much hair pulling and stress and a whole lot of other things. This last couple of weeks have been consumed for much of my time with the website, but we think we're getting the situation with the wrinkles all ironed out with the website, and it's a lot faster now than it used to be. So check it out. And some of the stuff we're going to be going over here in a moment is on the website. And so I'll tell you how to get to it. But anyway, finishing up with the Sandy Hook thing, because we have a new shooting yesterday to look at. But from this News Times article in Connecticut, they say to make sure nothing finds its way into the hands of a collector, the town is taking extra steps to track every piece of building material that leaves the site. It will have a manifest of every piece of steel and a guarantee that it will be taken to a foundry and smelted. Now, what is going on here? Why
exactly
the paranoia?
And who gave the order to do it this way?
Well, you know, one thing that I found rather interesting, Nancy, as and this is one of the things we have at that on that Sandy Hook section at the website. U.S. Justice Department gives state police in Newtown $2.5 million. They're funding some operations.
Yeah.
It's a Attorney General Eric Holder. Oh, of course, his name would come up here. Mr. Fast and Furious Gun Control himself announced that the U.S. Justice Department Bureau of Justice Assistance will give $2.5 million in funding to the Connecticut State Police and law enforcement for their response to the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. The funding compensates the agencies for costs related to overtime, forensics, and security in the aftermath of the murder of 20 children and 6 educators. The town of Newtown will receive $602,293 for police officers' time during the past school year, December 14th, 2012 through June 2013, to respond to the shooting, provide public protection services afterward, and to monitor local schools. The state of Connecticut will receive $663,444 for state police troopers overtime to assist Newtown police with tactical response and law enforcement activities. $296,836 will be used for local police officers' time to provide mutual aid during tactical response as well as following the incident itself through June 2013. The town of Monroe, which gave a vacant elementary school to the Newtown community to use as the new Sandy Hook Elementary School, will receive $882,812 for police officers' time to secure and monitor the new school. It goes on from there, and I don't think we need to really talk about any more than that, but the federal money is just flowing into Newtown, Connecticut. So my question is, and it is a question, is this to kind of buy the cooperation of the local officials? Especially when we consider, folks, Sandy Hook prosecutor says releasing 911 calls could aid criminals. This is from the Hartford Courant in September 16th of this year. They say state prosecutors seeking to block the release of 911 calls made during the attack at Sandy Hook Elementary School say a preliminary order to disclose the calls could put police at the mercy of criminals eager to determine what evidence investigators had collected. So there's an effort to block 911 calls. They don't want to release that. More cover-up of evidence, it appears to me, folks.
Yep.
Then we have from the Associated Press on August 24th of this year, orders sought for Newtown gunman's school record. The AP says Connecticut's Attorney General wants a judge to order Newtown school officials to release the records of the gunman who killed 26 people at an elementary school, including 21st grade students. Attorney General George Jepson wants Adam Lanza's school records to be released to the State Child Advocate Office so its Child Fatality Review Panel can examine the December 14th attack. The panel reviews unexpected and unexplained child fatalities. The 20-year-old Adam Lanza killed his mother. You know, we already know what happened, so I guess the Child Advocate's Office first sought Lanza's school records in March, but Newtown officials have not released the information. So why, again,
why
are they blocking seemingly everything if this was just such what it's being purported to be, folks?
And destroying all evidence at the same time.
Exactly. CNN, June 5th, 2013, bill to block Newtown photos, records, gets strong okay in Connecticut legislature. A bill that would keep sealed some photos and documents from the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting investigation passed overwhelmingly in the Connecticut legislature early Wednesday. The new legislation blocks public disclosure of any visual images depicting those who died in the shooting on grounds that release of the images would constitute an unwarranted invasion of personal privacy. I'm so glad the government's so worried about our privacy. Yeah.
No.
Isn't that great? They're suddenly worried about our privacy. Privacy of the victim or the victim's surviving family members, according to the bill. So the article goes on from there. I won't read the whole thing in the interest of time. But this is the point, folks, and I do this to illustrate what I was saying earlier. Why I believe now they're hauling off the destroying the scene, hauling things off. Oh, we can't let anybody have any mementos from the event. So what's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
This is an operation, people. This is a false flag operation.
Yep.
They're paranoid that the people are going to find out it's a false flag operation. Something's not going to add up, so they're covering everything up.
Yep.
This is a cover-up. And then we have the latest thing yesterday. A gunman in Los Angeles targeting LAX, apparently airport security. And what's interesting about this, Nancy, is that we had the media reporting that the guy was a TSA agent to begin with.
Yep.
Then they turned around and flip-flopped the story. AP reported a man toting a semi-automatic rifle, some 150 rounds of ammunition and a grudge against TSA workers, shot his way past a security checkpoint at Los Angeles International Airport in a deadly rampage that sent hundreds of travelers fleeing in terror. They say when the shooting stopped, a Transportation Security Administration officer was dead. Gerardo Hernandez, he's a 39-year-old. I guess he's the guy that they say was shot. He's apparently been at the agency for 12 years. Now, what's interesting about this, you know, they've been hailing the cops for the takedown of this guy. Although, when we come back from the bottom of the hour break here, I'm going to play you audio from an eyewitness who says, you know, this alleged speedy takedown, well, the cops weren't quite so fast. So, and there's other things that came out of that eyewitness testimony as well, which we'll detail in just a few minutes. This is Govern America, bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in a moment on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com is the website. It's on a new server. Let's see if we can crash it. See how many people we can get online at the same time and see if we can take it down. That's governamerica.com. Be interested to see that, how resilient this thing really is. Anyway, we've been talking about the shooting situation that happened yesterday. As I said before the break, they've been complimenting the cops. It's exactly how quick that they were responding. Boston Herald says that it could have been worse. The arrest of the crazed shooter, authorities said, killed one TSA agent and wounded three others at the Los Angeles International Airport yesterday, is being hailed as a somber victory for airport security officers who subdued the gunman before he could take more lives. It's tragic. Anytime anyone is killed, but it could have been a lot more tragic, said Tom Nolan, a senior Homeland Security advisor, former veteran Boston police lieutenant, and longtime Boston University criminal justice system. Anyway, so they're really building this thing up like, hey, the cops did a great job, blah, blah, blah. And the point is here, folks, according to an eyewitness that was interviewed
by the local media. Now, we mentioned earlier in the program that the media originally was reporting that this guy was a TSA agent. He was apparently all dressed up in a uniform, and or at least he was dressed up in blue, and he went on his rampage, and they said he was a TSA agent. Then they flip-flopped the story and said, oh, no, he's not a TSA agent. He was just angry at TSA agents, and now he's an anti-government drone. Anyway, we've got some information from a local media reporter who was interviewing one of the witnesses that were there at the scene. This is what he had to say.
There's two weapons playing a part, and this gunman looked like a TSA agent to me because he was dressed like them, like a security, a TSA agent, and he was pretty big. I mean, bigger than me, like body-wise, so I bet if he was going to go crazy today, he had a body armor on him.
Okay, did you hear that? So he evidently was armed with body armor. He had smuggled these weapons in, okay, which, I don't know, don't you have to pass through metal detect? It's been so many years since I've flown anywhere. I don't remember exactly what they, and I'm sure the security is nowhere near the same as when I flew years ago, okay? But seems like it would be very difficult to smuggle a lot of this stuff in. Anyway... That's the claim that's being made. The eyewitness went on to say this guy was very, very heavily armed.
Describe just that. You said you saw a long gun and a handgun?
Correct. It was a pump-up shotgun and a handgun. Yeah.
And then when you saw the suspect coming towards you, describe to us and to our viewers what happened then in terms of the suspect. Where did he go?
That's the part we didn't get to see. As he was shooting, that's when I managed to grab my wife, and she had like four other couple with them. She had four other persons with them. The only thing I get to see as I'm taking them outside, I get to see the gunman walking more close to the escalator, and he just keeps monster shooting down. Next thing you know, he's already coming towards the second terminal towards us, and that's when we just kept running and running. But he's walking towards us and shooting down the escalator.
And did you notice if he was dressed in blue? Was he carrying a sack along with his weaponry?
I didn't see a sack on him, but I just noticed when he emptied a clip, he just dropped the gun, grabbed another gun on him. So he was pretty armed. I mean, he knew what he was doing today.
Okay, so he was very, very heavily armed, and yet no sack. How did he get the weapons in if he didn't have a bag on him? That's the next question. They continued to talk about the cops' response, and this is really the reason why I wanted to play this clip.
When you saw the suspect firing down the escalator, shortly after you saw law enforcement running to the scene?
No, it took law enforcement to get to the scene. I mean, it took them a while, and they should be prepared for this. But you never know when it could have happened. It took them a while to get here. Because, I mean, he dumped maybe about 20 rounds tops, and there's still no law enforcement, and we're running. I mean, there's TSA agent going down, and there's still no cops, no anybody.
Okay, UPI reports multiple news sources are naming the suspect from the Los Angeles International Airport shooting as Paul Anthony Sarancia. Sarancia, 23, is a Los Angeles native who reportedly has no connections to the airport and is not, as was suspected, a former TSA agent. They did point out the suspect may have had strong anti-government views based on writings he was carrying with him at the airport. And now they go on to talk about his condition, blah, 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 and what happened. Here we see from Digital Journal. Police trained for the exact scenario 3 weeks earlier. They say the rapid response. Now, again, folks, we talk about drills going live. How many times do drills go live? How many times have we seen this?
Every time there's a shooting.
The rapid police response to today's deadly shooting at the terminal in the Los Angeles International Airport, LAX, was no accident, according to LAX Police Chief Patrick Gannon, because his officers prepared for an event identical to the shooting weeks in advance. Quote, we practiced to this not more than 3 weeks ago. Now, what are the odds, folks? What are the odds? Oh, you can say, well, you know, I'll be a monkey's uncle. What a coincidence that was. But every time you see one of these, you either have a coinciding drill or one that happened just before it.
Every time.
He says, we took every one of our patrol officers and a couple hundred officers from the Los Angeles Police Department, and we practiced the exact scenario we played out today. Photographs of the training exercise were published on October 18th on the Facebook page for Team LAX, which is the official sports and events page for the LAX police. The images from the drill show police officers drawing semi-automatic rifles in a simulated attempt to eliminate hostile threats and lead air travelers to safety. Officers at the Ontario, California airport conducted similar active shooter drills earlier this month. Now, keep in mind, all of these events are funded by the Department of Homeland Security, a federally funded agency, and that doles out grants to local police departments, state police, like it's going out of style. Well, it is going out of style. But anyway, they're funding these things like there's no tomorrow. And there's another thing that was really interesting to me, Nancy, about this event. At the time that this was going on, we also had a Hollywood production taking place at the next terminal. Guess what the name of the production was?
What was it, Darren?
Mad Men.
There you go.
Mad Men was filming at LAX during the deadly shooting, according to a crew member. This is from Hollywood's Variety. This is an AMC production. Bizzers, I guess that means people in the business, they're caught up in the chaos. They killed one TSA a staffer and wounded three others. I don't know anything about Mad Men. I don't watch TV. I don't watch the movies. I couldn't care less about pop culture other than the fact that it's destroying America. And our children, corrupting our youth.
Yep.
But, is it a shoot-me-up kind of movie? I don't know. But I just thought it was kind of interesting, you know, how fiction is routinely blended with fact and reality on a regular basis. You know, we saw this in Boston with the hired actors and actresses, which were recruited by FEMA when that drill went live. And here it appears that the same thing is playing out all over again. All right, we got to take the break already. Man, it's amazing how fast the time's going. We'll take calls at the top of the hour, by the way. 800-313-9443 at the top of the hour. All right, Govern American continues here in just a few minutes.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's S-T-E-M-G-E-V-I-T-Y. Stemgevity.com. or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
There's something wrong with the world today. I don't know what it is. Something's wrong with our eyes. We're seeing things in a different way, and God knows it ain't his. It sure ain't no surprise. We're living on the edge.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America, www.governamerica.com. My email address is radio at governamerica.com. That's radio at governamerica.com. And, we've been talking about the situation of gun control, and I want to round that out a little bit with this. From Gulag Bound, we see there are numerous alarming reasons why the U.S. government and the military have been buying up all the ammo. You know, we've talked about that many times in the past, Nancy, about how the Homeland Security Department, at a time when Fast and Furious was going on and a time when they're making moves toward trying to take away or restrict our firearms freedoms, at the same time, Homeland Security is arming itself to the teeth.
Yep.
And whenever we point this out, oh, well, I guess we're just a bunch of conspiracy nuts. Except that it's happening.
Yep.
It's not a secret. It's real. The purchase orders are out there. You can see them on the internet. Obama and the EPA just shut down the last lead smelting plant in the U.S. They raised the EPA regulations by tenfold and would have cost the plant $100 million to comply. You can own all the guns you want, but if you can't get the ammo, well, you're out of luck. Remember when Obama promised his minions that he was working on gun control behind the scenes? Well, welcome to it. Now, all domestic mined lead ore will have to be shipped overseas, refined, and then shipped back to the U.S. Not only will ammo now be even harder to come by, the demand and the process of supply will cause the price to skyrocket even more. And ponder this. There is an excellent chance that Obama will rig the market to where all ammo has to be purchased from a government entity, instituting a de facto ammo registration.
There you go.
So much for the Second Amendment. There has not been a peep about this in the major news media outlets, of course. with the U.S. no longer producing lead, all supplies now will have to come from, well, the People's Republic of China. Or Australia or Peru, with an overwhelming emphasis on China, of course. More redistribution of wealth, more economic and liberty crippling of the U.S. on tap. So the article goes on from there, and I won't cover the whole thing. But this is the thing, folks. They'll do anything they can. Anything they can. And Congress now apparently is kicking around stand your ground laws, too. National Review reports, having kicked the debt ceiling can down the road a little further, Congress is back grandstanding over the economic issues that occupied its time before it was reminded that it hadn't passed a budget in nearly 5 years. Well, on October 29th, the Senate Judiciary Committee, led by Dick Durbin, was holding a subcommittee hearing to discuss the issue of stand-your-ground laws. Of course, you remember that that was one of the things that came out during the whole Trayvon Martin fiasco, which, in my view, was probably the reason why they made such a big deal out of that. Other than the fact that they were trying to create a race war in this country, which failed, thankfully, although there was some random acts of violence, which were racially motivated, and continue to be, by the way. But Congress is apparently holding subcommittee hearings to discuss the issue of stand your ground laws. And it remains a tremendously misunderstood part of the debate over the criminal justice reform. Notwithstanding recent efforts to politicize the issue, there's nothing particularly novel, partisan, or ideological about the laws. All they do is allow people to assert their right of self-defense in certain circumstances without having to duty to retreat. Stand your ground, the principle, has been enshrined in the law in the majority of states, currently more than 30, for over 150 years. What this is all about, folks, and what gun control is all about, is gutting your right to self-defense, making you a sitting duck. The police can't be there to protect you at all times. And many times, the police are the ones that are perpetrating the acts of violence. That's a side issue. But they have no duty, really, to protect you. And many times, the police come and they arrive just in time to clean up the mess. So if you don't have firearms, you don't have the ability to defend yourself, guess what? You are a sitting duck. So this is something to keep an eye on. But again, state nullification is the answer to any federal program that they try to put into effect. And you can say, well, you know, if the states try to erect something against the federal government, they'll just drag the states into court. So the states don't have to go to federal court. It's a jurisdictional issue. The states can say, you know what? We don't recognize your authority here. We're not going to your court. End of discussion. But it takes people educating state lawmakers. It takes people pressuring state lawmakers to stand up to these bullies. You know, that's one reason why, Nancy, I got involved in this fight a long time ago. I have just never been very good with bullies. I have always had a problem with bullies. I think the only fight I ever got into in school, I was defending somebody against a bully. You know,
well, and because, Darren, it goes beyond that. What we are talking about, what they are doing at the federal level is criminal.
Absolutely.
Look at Fast and Furious. Look at the IRS. Look at hauling the evidence away from 9/11 and every place else. What they are doing is criminal. And, you know, people realize this, you know, forcing us to buy Obamacare, or in other words, making us poor by force, by calling it a tax. I mean, what they're doing is criminal.
Absolutely, it's criminal. And I'm glad you mentioned Fast and Furious, because I'll jump ahead to something I was going to cover regarding that, folks. There's been a new development at that. You know, and God bless her, probably one of the only people at CBS News that I respect, Cheryl Atkinson. She's back at it again. She won't let it go. She put out an article just this past month. Deadly drug cartel shootout with Mexico police linked to grenade walking scandal. It says CBS News has learned of a shocking link between a deadly drug cartel shootout with Mexican police last week and a controversial case in the U.S. The link is one of the grenades used in the violent fight, which killed three policemen and four cartel members, and was captured on video by residents in the area. According to a Justice Department significant incident report filed Tuesday and obtained by CBS News, evidence connects one of the grenades to Jean-Baptiste Kingery, an alleged firearms trafficker in U.S. officials allowed to operate for years without arresting, despite significant evidence that he was moving massive amounts of grenade parts and ammunition to Mexico's ruthless drug cartels. Did you hear that? They knew about this guy. They let him go ahead and move these weapons, and including grenades and ammunition, to the Mexican drug cartels. They didn't bother to arrest them. You know, that's fine. Why is Eric Holder still walking free?
Yes,
that's my question. Why is this scumbag creep still walking around? And why, for heaven's sake, is he the Department of Justice head? My heavens. You talk about the chicken garden, chicken hawk garden, the chickens. Man, time is our enemy again, as always. But I'll tell you what, we'll finish this up in the next hour, and then we're going to take your phone calls if you want. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Always plenty to talk about. And you're welcome to weigh in. 800-313-9443. This is Governed America. Nancy Levan is here. I'm Darren Weeks. We'll be back in a moment after the top of the hour news here on RBN. We'll be right back.